Church, this week, my spirit and heart have been heavy. While reflecting on this passage of scripture, our Bigger Table series, and where we are as a nation leading up to an election that has been so polarizing for so long. On top of all this, the imagery of the church of the past gathering together around this bigger table that we're trying to build on All Saints Weekend is kind of heavy for me. Today's message is all about filling the table. This is, in church language, our evangelism or faith sharing waypoint on our discipleship pathway. And sharing our life-changing faith in Jesus is important in making the table bigger, because when Christ takes root in our heart, powerful things begin to happen in a way that you see others and yourself differently because of God's grace. Now, we get to share our faith and share our story about what the Holy Spirit has been doing in our hearts, but let's not get it twisted, right? We're not the ones that save people or make a space at the table. That's above our pay grade. But folks can be convicted because of our story. And so, considering all of the factors that are surrounding each and every one of us this week, I have one question that we'll come back to from time to time that'll be our litmus test for filling the table and seeing how ready we are to do so. Here it is. On November 4th, will you continue to build the table? No matter the result of the election, I pray that you would continue to build, because following Jesus in a way that leads to life transformation doesn't hinge on what happens one day in November. Who's taken up residence in the White House means far less than who has taken up residence in your heart. And so over the past few weeks, we've laid the foundation for what it means to build a table that rejoices in our mutual adoption into the family of God. And as a community who is willing to set the table in a way that allows us to see the Holy Spirit working around the table, we affirm the worth of every single person. We equip everyone with tools that they need to do transformational ministry. That's what we've been up to these past few weeks. And so it's only now that we want to fill the table. So will you continue to build that bigger table, or are you gonna be removing some of the place settings and chairs? Maybe you'll take out one of the leaves that we've added and make your own TV tray, confining yourself to a party of one and thinking that that's what life has to offer. Now, friends, I know that we can do hard things, but this table of one mentality isn't what we're called to do. You know, the table can handle everything and anything that we throw at it. In fact, Jesus set this table, who took upon the worst the world could throw at him. He overcame death and came back for us. My hope is that Jesus is bigger than any election result, phobia, or addiction. How big is your hope in Jesus? Take a minute right now and share in the chat how you would finish the statement, Jesus is bigger than what? Sometimes people ask me if I really believe that. Is Jesus really bigger and more than all of these things? And I confess that I have to take two lines out of Pastor Adam Hamilton's playbook here. And first, I tell them, I don't just believe it, but I'm counting on it. You see, I've dedicated a large part of my life to exploring and searching what God has in store for God's people. In that journey, I've fallen in love with the church, because while it's not perfect, it has the potential to change the world. Yeah, it gets ugly at times, but that's often because of our own pride or ego that trips us up. And discernment about what that next faithful step isn't always easy. But here's the second thing that Pastor Hamilton says. With Jesus, the worst thing is never the last thing. There's always room for hope and grace. Even when isolation and anxiety feel like they're squeezing the breath out of you, there's something more. Our faith and our invitation to the table is more than what God is saving us from, though. It's also about what God is saving us for. And so again, in the chat, how would you finish this statement? My life in Jesus is. And for me, it's to share hope with those who have lost it somewhere along the way. You see, because I fully believe that no matter where you've been or your current circumstances or your anxiety about the future, you're not too far gone and God's not done with you yet. This table that we're called to build is big enough. And so on November 4th, will you continue to build the bigger table? So we look at our scripture today. The feast was ready and the excuses were abundant. The work had been done and your seat at the table had been ready and it was paid for. Also, remember that there had been a place set and paid for your neighbor as well. And now each of us can make 1,000 excuses as to why we can't make it to the table like those in our scripture, right? But then the table misses out on the gifts that you bring and the table gets smaller. Likewise, when you've been called to invite and share the hope that is found at the table with your neighbor that maybe you don't see eye to eye with. And so it would be easy just to pass their house by as you invite others that are more like-minded to the table. I bet the servants, the house workers in the scripture that we read today even passed some by because they didn't want to do or have those folks in the house. And I bet that because they did a sweep of the city and there was still more room. And so they had to retrace their steps and gather back up those that they overlooked, because when we overlook those who have already have a seat at the table and it is ready for them and we neglect to invite, the table shrinks again. We've all been the ones who've made excuses, and we've all been the ones who might overlook someone even though everyone has been invited to the party, to the table. But as you profess that you have a heart and you love God's people, we have to ask, do you love God's people enough to invite them to pull up a chair beside you so that we can all find the hope in Jesus that is bigger than and saved for something that will transform the world? This table might not look like the one that we would envision, but it's beautiful in its messiness because grace has made a place for us, because grace unites us, and therefore grace must abound at this ever-expanding table. Friends, will you continue to build the bigger table with me on and after November 4th?